Hi, my name is Katie.
And I'm Sarah.
And we are the hosts of the new podcast, Conmigo. Conmigo is a podcast for kids and parents to enjoy together, hence the name Conmigo, which means with me in Spanish.
We're two moms from South Austin who really enjoy reading with our kids. And we wanted to create a podcast for kids where books can be entertaining during road trips, long commutes, or just fun listening at home. The basic premise is we're going to read a few books to you during our show. And once in a while, we'll have an amazing children's book author in as a guest to read their books to you.
Hi, this is Albert. I'm Sarah's husband, and I'm here today stepping in to help out. I'm lucky enough to be here to interview our first amazing author. Lori Samoka hails from Austin and has written a book called W is for Weird and Austin Alphabet, and she is here to share it with us today. Take it away, Lori.
All right. The book I'm going to read today is called W is for Weird and Austin Alphabet, and it was written by me and illustrated by my friend Lori Johnston. So let's get started. The first letter, A. A is for Austin, our local home base. It's the beautiful setting where this story takes place. B is for bats that come out at night. They pepper the skies and swim in moonlight. C is for capital with a granite red hue. Their leaders make laws for me and for you. D is for Driscoll, our historic hotel. Its spooktacular hallways are where ghosts and ghouls dwell. E is for East Austin Studio Tour. Skillful artists share artwork and inspire more. F is for food truck made for grub on the go. Try brisket or cupcakes. Your mouth can't say no. G is for Greenbelt, a place to go hiking. You can climb, take a swim, or try mountain biking. H is for Hipster, who is a kind of cool cat. He knows where it is, and he knows where it's at. I is for ideas about business and tech. Bright minds want to know what's new and what's next. J is for junk that made this cathedral. From up high in its tower, you'll look rather regal. K is for kites and the fest where they fly. Every color and shape sail like clouds in the sky. L is for ladybird, a lake filled with fun. Paddleboard or canoe until the day's done. M is for music played live across town. We stay up all night so we can get down. N is for Nelson, who strums the guitar. This redheaded stranger's a favorite by far. O is for O. Henry, a writer with wit. His amusing short stories will make your sides split. P is for Paramount, a theater landmark. Watch the magic on stage when lights dim to dark. Q is for queso, a dip made of cheese. When asked if you'd like some, the answer is yes, please. R is for rodeo. We have one each year. See muttons get busted and steers getting steered. S is for springs bubbling up from the ground. Jump or dive in the water, it's the coolest in town. T is for tacos that we eat for breakfast. Cheese, egg, and bacon are gobbled in excess. U is for university, a place where you learn. Study hard, and in time, a degree you will earn. V is for Violet Crown, the city's nickname. It describes our rich sunsets. Their beauty is famed. W is for weird, which all Austinites are. We love being different beneath the lone star. X is for crossroads at South by Southwest. It's where music meets movies and techies impress. Y is for y'all, which refers to a group, as in, y'all come on over for tortilla soup. Z is for Zilker, a park that's delightful. Ride the Zephyr by day or watch plays after nightfall. So whether you live here or you're just passing through, Austinites all say howdy. That means how do you do? We're a city of dreamers, unlike anywhere else. For when you're in Austin, you can just be yourself. The end.
Ah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
So we have a few questions from some kids. Would you mind answering those?
Not at all.
Okay, so the first one is, can you tell us the most fun kids place in Austin?
Let's see, the most fun kids place, well, there's so many. I would have to say I love the area around Barton Springs, either playing in the water, though it's very, very cold. It's fun to do that and to, if you're brave enough, jump off the diving board. I don't know if I am, but it's fun to do that. And then, as we mentioned and is featured in the letter Z, we have our famous Zilker Zephyr, which is the train that goes around, and that's always fun too. You get a great view of Austin and have some fun with the family. So I think that is my favorite spot. There are so many though, great places for kids and kids at heart all around our city.
Yes, there are. What about your favorite place to eat in Austin?
My favorite place to eat, well, again, there we have a plethora, which means a lot of great places to eat here. But I love tortilla soup, which is also mentioned in the book. And so one of my favorite places to get soup in Austin is at Fonda San Miguel, which is an Austin classic. And they just have the most delicious tortilla soup there. And I don't go that often, but when I do, that is what I love to order. And I also have a sweet tooth. I love cupcakes, and Sugar Mama's has some great cupcakes. So those are, I would say, my two favorite places to grab a bite to eat in the city.
All right, two more questions. What is your favorite flavor of ice cream? Is a question we got for you.
Ooh, favorite flavor of ice cream. Again, I feel like I'm a little bit of a traditionalist, so I do prefer chocolate as my favorite, but I have nothing against vanilla, and sometimes I'm in a vanilla mood. And sometimes, every so often, I really like raspberry, so I go for a little bit of a different spin there. So I will stick with my first answer of chocolate, but know
good
that
choice.
variety is the spice of life.
Awesome. All right, last question. So can you tell us a little bit about the inspiration for your book and why you decided to write this?
I absolutely can. As I said, I am a native Austinite, and I've lived here my whole life. I was born and raised here, and I've always felt, as so many Austinites do, that there's something so special about this city. And I've gotten older, my friends had started having kiddos, and I started to think about this next generation of Austinites. I'm a writer. I work in advertising, so I've always done sort of creative projects and creative writing on the side. So I started thinking of what I could do to celebrate this city, and I noticed there were quite a few books about Texas out there, but there weren't as many about Austin. And so I wanted to create a book that really highlighted all the things that are unique and enchanting about our city. And so that was the inspiration. I just started thinking about all my favorite people and places that make our city so special. And the book started coming together, and I got to work with a great illustrator, Lori Johnston. So if you don't have the book, definitely check it out, if anything, for her amazing illustrations. And so she brought it to life in that way. And I asked family and friends what they loved about the city. So, just kind of a great love letter to Austin, Texas, which has such a special place in my heart.
Yes, I think for all of us. So you can get a yes. copy of the book at austinalphabet.com. And you are doing a reading at Book People, is that right? Is it of this book?
Yes, it is. And so we have the privilege of leading story time at Book People in honor of Independent Bookstore Day. And so that will be on Saturday, April the 27th at 10:30. So we'll be reading the book together. And then Lori, we're going to have an easel set up. It's going to lead a fun activity. So folks will get to participate and create their own alphabet.
That sounds amazing. And that's April 27th at 10:30, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. So we want to thank you, Lori, for taking the time to do this and being on our podcast.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.
Thank you all so much for listening. We really look forward to bringing you amazing authors like this from across the country every single week. Join us next time as we read the classic tale, Rapunzel.
We will talk to you guys soon. Conmigo, read with me.
Welcome conmigo.